We pray for a second chance to bear good fruit so that the seed of goodness falls on other generations to come. And it reminds me so much of the fruit tree, of the fig tree. How many of y'all have fruit trees? I've had to now. But the gardener, in his wisdom, said, no, let's, if you don't mind, let's just try one more year. Let's tend it. I will fertilize it. I will nurture it. I will give it as much nutrient as I possibly can. And it will grow. And it will bear fruit. Then, if it doesn't, cut it down. That's that second chance. Some of us don't have a second chance. There's the graveyard is full of people that tempted Satan, and Satan won. And they failed to have that second chance. And we can go and say, oh my goodness, you know, what about the people? And this is what they were saying in Corinthians. What about all the people that died? Were they more guilty than others? Why not just accept that we're human? That we're going to be at fault. And ask for nourishment. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for fertilizer, so to speak, for our souls to grow better and produce good fruit. We're gonna produce seeds of doubt, or we're gonna produce seeds of faith. Which one would you prefer? If absolutely, if you produce the seeds of faith, you might not realize how you're affecting other people. And if you produce seeds of faith, other people will take those seeds and grow us. Let us be in an attitude of gratitude. Let us give thanks for all the things that He's given us. And let us resist temptation. Temptation is around us everywhere we go. So if we can endure temptation, if endurance overcomes temptation, we'll get a second chance to make a difference in this world. And if we make a difference in this world, those that will come before and come after us will have a greater chance of success as well. Let us pray.